division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. ThundercatZill6, and I'm joined today by my amazing co-host, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes. What's up, man?
Dude, what's going on?
Nothing much. Division 2 is what's going on. That was cheesy.
Yeah, this podcast is 90% cheese. That's okay.
Well, for those who are listening to this podcast for the first time, this is a show where we get together and discuss weekly the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division 2. Every Monday, you can find this show on your podcast platform of choice. And if you can, leave us a nice little rating and a beautiful comment. We really appreciate it. This week's episode, we're going to cover basically what's coming in TU5 and Episode 1. I'm not going to get super nitty gritty with the details, but from what I've read so far and what I've seen, I'm really excited. How about you, Wes?
Dude, I'm so excited for Title Update 5. That, like, I just don't even want to play the game until it drops. That's how excited I am for it. Like, I just want to experience that.
Yeah, man. I just kind of just slid right on into the hype check, but I am really, really excited for Title Update 5. More so than I've been before. Just because this is actually like a bunch of single, well, I don't want to call it single player content, but it's a ton of PvE content, and that's where we thrive, you know? And I feel like right now it's all about the raid, and if you're not raiding, you really ain't doing shit. So I kind of haven't been playing, but I'm still super hyped for TE5. I'm assuming you're probably right there in the same boat with me.
Oh, absolutely. Right in that boat.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes it easy for hype check. Like, to be honest, that's where my hype lies. If you could give a number rating, what would you say? What do you think you're at?
10. I'm 10? At a 10. I'm really excited for the future. I think it's going to make a lot of great changes. I know we're going to talk about it tonight, but I just kind of wanted to get it out there that my hype check is a 10 because I'm excited for TU5.
That's a good way. That's a good way to put it. If I had to say a number, fuck it, I'll say a 10 too. I try to build up some suspense, but...
Fuck it isn't a number. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely at a 10. Obviously, Title Update 5 is pretty huge for us, and it's going to be exciting. Not so much for the skills, but just like the PvE, like shit. That's really what I'm really excited about. But anyways, let's move right along over to the Agent Clock, where this segment, we typically discuss like what we have been up to in the game, our Agent Clock, our clock time, how long we've been playing the game, if you don't know, and gear score and all that good shit. But I mean, it's been another week of kind of silence, and I had a lot of shit taking me away. I think I got on for a little bit to play with fellow agent Jason. I think we played and started doing like some stuff, missions for him to finish his research. He was like step one or step two in his research. So we were doing shit like that. But like you said earlier at the top of the show, I'm really, really excited for Title Update 5. And I really feel like there's nothing else for me to do other than raid. And I really don't have enough time to commit, you know, 5 or 6 hours to a raiding. So I just kind of been laying low. What about you?
Yeah, I've kind of been in the same boat. I've been laying low until Title Update 5. Here's how I know that I've been laying low, Jamar.
How's that?
I got a message from our clan leader. It's like, hey, do you still play the game?
Oh god.
And I'm like, my ass is about to be booted from this clan. But no, I had family from up out of town. You know, every single night I was in Cleveland eating somewhere, drinking somewhere, doing something. So I just haven't played any video games at all. Like, I think I got on last night and played 2 hours, and I just wanted to check out Apex Season 2 just because I haven't played Apex in a long time. I could have absolutely played Division. I probably should have played Division because Apex, you know, didn't go so hot for us, but
well, we had that accidental, you know, second place that we didn't realize that it was only that many people left. But
I mean, we got second place quite a few times. We're not terrible at the game, but I'm just saying, you know, I need to check out the vision. But the problem is I'm so excited for the new stuff coming out that I just kind of want to wait for it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. And again, like I reiterate, I feel like right now, if you're not raiding, there's really not much else for you to do. Like the loot situation is not like crazy to where it's like, oh, I'll just keep grinding for gear. Because at this point, I feel like I have a pretty good, decent set for the raid. I just don't have the full time to commit for the raid. So I'm in the same way. I'm surprised I haven't gotten a message, but I guess I'll still like log in just to try and fill out those blueprints. So I always just donate the material, but maybe that kind of saved me. But yeah. We might be homeless.
Maybe I'm kicked out. I have no idea.
Right. And if you're out, I'm out. So we'll be in search of a new raiding group and possibly a new clan. So hit us up.
We should start a brand new Rogue Agents clan.
Yeah, if that happens, that's probably the best bet. And
honestly, our fans we play with have great clans. We're more than happy to join them.
That's true.
If I'm kicked.
If you're kicked, yeah. You're not kicked, man. You're not kicked. Well, like I said earlier in the lovely intro, the State of the Game July 10th happened, and it basically gave us a full rundown of like, well, I don't want to call it a rundown. I'm really just more so saying like a refresher. But the most important thing is we have a update we have a release date for Title 5 and what's that thing called? Oh, yeah. Episode 1. So this is my most exciting thing. They said this like right at the top of the episode. I could have just not watched anything else because this is the only thing I was really excited for, getting a date. It's a little bit later than what I thought. I thought we would be getting it like this week. But it turns out, for the VIP members, Tuesday, July 23rd, everybody will be getting, I preface that really weird. It's not just VIP members. So July 23rd on Tuesday, everyone who plays Division 2 live game is going to be getting like the balances and all the changes and shit like that. So Title Update 5, changes and balances. That's coming to everyone on the 23rd. Also to everyone on the 23rd, the Discovery Mode for Operation Dark Hours will be available. Ooh. So you get the lower, I don't want to call it a lower level, but you get what I'm saying. You get basically the story mode difficulty for the raid. They didn't specify matchmaking, but I'm assuming that's going to drop as well on the 23rd, but that's just my assumption. But on the 23rd for the VIP, the year one pass holders, which I am a proud card-carrying member, and you are too, we have the two main missions that will be available, the Camp White Oak and the National Zoo.
Yes.
And I'm so pumped. So pumped. Also, with that, we have our first two investigation areas of the Kinley College. So we have a ton of shit to do, man. I'm so excited. Like, we have a ton of shit.
It's like you remember the excitement of the first update?
Yes. You're like, that's, oh my God. That's what
this feels like, because there's new shit coming out. Like, most of the updates is like, hey, we tweaked this, we did this. Like, Title Update 4 didn't really change that much, really. This one has so much new shit. I'm so excited.
Right. Like, the last one, we had, like, a stronghold, which it was cool, but it wasn't like, oh, shit, this is a ton more content. Like, the stronghold was, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes long. This is, like, two new missions, more investigations, and then, like, there's something else I'm really excited about that I have to save to the end. Fuck it. I'm going to say it now. We're getting an apparel event. I'm so excited, man. I really, really am excited for the apparel event just because I have all the shit in the game now. I want new outfits, man. I really want new outfits, and I'm really excited. So we got an apparel event coming with episode one and Title Update 5. I'm excited. I know you sometimes hate the apparel events because they haven't been really great, but I have hope that this is going to be cool.
Well, right? It's because I don't want to wear the enemy's bullshit.
That's true. Clothes.
So that's mainly the reason why I've been disappointed in them.
I guess I was disappointed as well. I just had fun opening the boxes. Maybe that says something else about me.
That's true. It's like a gambling thing, you know?
Well, on Tuesday, July 30th, for the other players, you guys will be getting the Camp White Oak and National Zoo missions, as well as the first two areas in Kenton College. So, you guys will experience that after we have a shit ton of fun. So, have fun. But I dig it. If you don't want to spend the extra money in it, why spend the extra money, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just kind of going to go into more details because it really, from here, that was, like, to me, the most exciting news. second to the apparel van. But just to kind of give a refresher, because they actually gave some details about Camp White Oak and National Zoo. I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a spoiler, and they even preface it as well as a spoiler. But if you're deep down into Division Two, like you and me, I just want to know the information now. So this might be a surprise to you, but if you remember, well, I guess I should clarify, for the Camp White Oak mission, basically they gave us like a little briefing for it, right? Just a few sentences, just let you know what's going on. And somebody we have to go after. We have a traitor amongst us that we have to capture and possibly kill, I'm assuming. And remember that dude from I can't remember the mission. Is it, yeah, the bank headquarters?
Yeah.
And we had to save that fucking president, Andrew Ellis.
Yeah, and he was a traitor at the end of the game.
He's a fucking traitor, and we got to hunt him down. So that's actually what Camp White Oak is about. It's about getting traitor. So that's just really exciting.
Just a you know, hey, FBI, if you listen to this, we're not saying hunt the president down. We're saying in this video game, the president's a traitor, and you got to hunt him down. So throw it out there. I don't know, people busting your door down.
That is true. Why did you say my door? Why not your door?
Because I didn't say it.
Well, I'll read the official briefing for it, but it says, bring the traitor President Andrew Ellis to justice as you assault a presidential compound in the woods. That sounds fucking exciting. That really sounds exciting to me. A presidential compound? That's going to be hard as shit, right? You imagine it would be hard.
Hopefully it's not like
rain. No, not Operation Dark Hours or Depressed Hours or Drunken Hours, however you want to describe it. But no, I just feel like this would be a pretty cool idea. Of course, I'm just, you know, excited. They could have just literally said, go watch the president take a shit for 5 minutes. I'd be like, cool, I can't wait to play this mission. So I'm excited either way.
Yeah, that's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. This one specifically, I know you're National Zoo, and I'm really excited as well. Partly not so much just because of like, oh, cool, it's a new mission, but they do an amazing job at like level design and sound design. So I can only imagine how awesome this zoo is going to be. Like, it's going to be awesome. Plus, I know you love zoos. Well, you and your kids love zoos, so this should be good for you.
I do love zoos. I'm a huge animal guy. I love animals. I don't have any at my house because I hate taking care of them, but when other people take care of them, I love them.
I would actually argue that's probably the best way to do it, to be honest. Well, the briefing for the National Zoo goes this way. We have Emily Sean. Can't even read her name. Emily Sean. Oh, God, this is bringing back flashbacks from Fanboy Fight Club, huh? Foreshadow. Emily Shaw, a leader of the Outcasts, has holed up in the zoo to regain her strength. Angels will hunt down and eliminate Shaw to keep the Outcasts from reclaiming power in the city. Sounds fun. I don't know what else I can say. I'm excited.
That sounds like a good time.
Well, one little thing here about the two missions, just in case you guys are new to the division and you haven't reached World Tour 5, you can't access the mission. So you got to make sure your character is leveled up, at least, or your World Tour is leveled up to 5 before you can access these missions. I feel like that is kind of obvious, but it's still a good point to be made, right?
Yeah.
Well, another thing that we have is the expeditions, and I thought the expeditions were actually just the classified assignments, but I was wrong. I don't know if you distinguish the differences or not, but turns out the expedition is a little bit different. So it's definitely about like solving puzzles more so. Well, actually, I guess the classified missions or assignments were puzzles, right? They had a little bit of puzzle aspect in there.
A tiny bit.
Yeah. Well, this here, specifically, I'm just going to read this description, not the full thing about it, but we're going to the Kingly College. I don't know if that a real college or not. I'm assuming that's not real because I
couldn't tell you. I know like 4 colleges.
OSU, what's up, baby?
Bowling State, Bowling
Green, or whatever. Yeah, Bowling. Oh God,
I can't even say it right.
But yeah, so it looks like we're just heading there. There's a military Kingly College, and we're gonna do some shit. That's essentially what it is. I'm not going to read this full description because I already felt hard to read the small one, but it does say this new activity in Division 2 is where you can explore a new area, solve puzzles, and of course, Also, discard some enemies that you encounter there. The expeditions will also be a weekly cadence for wings to open up. So we'll have the first two areas available, and then later, and it'll open up more and more areas. I do believe these we can run once a week, and we will be getting rewards from it. So if you finish all three areas, you'll get like a premium reward. They haven't told us what it was going to be, but we do know that there's going to be a backpack trophy, which everyone loves backpack trophies. And they actually were talking about this on the show, and pretty much the most badass backpack trophy was the donut cat, because that was just really cool. Actually, the two from the classified assignments, probably like two favorite outside of like the space shuttle, but I'm really excited to see what they're doing, because they said like these are going to be pretty awesome. So if they are expecting it to be better than those, I'm excited to see it. Yeah. Do you have a backpack trophy that's your favorite? I think we called it out before.
Yeah, so the T-Rex is my favorite because Noah, one of my sons, loves dinosaurs, so I'm all about that one. But right now I'm totally rocking the skeleton because it's so cool.
Them bones.
Also, that, because, you know, I'm from Ohio, and Bone Thugs is from Ohio, so, you know what I mean? It's my My little Bone Thugs is hanging on my backpack.
Bone Thugger. All right, there we go. It is, we have so much cheese. I hope you guys are listening, and I really, really hope you Toast and Tyler, because there's cheese all over the place. And that was actually cheesy myself. I'm going to stop. Let's move on to the classified assignment.
You know what cheesing is, right?
What's that?
Cheese. You've never seen the South Park episode of the guys that when cats are in heat, it like sprays, they sprays out stuff, so they spray it in their face and they call it cheesing. It's real, by the way. People actually do that.
Oh.
That but it gets disgusting. You real high. So don't say you're cheesing yourself.
No, I'm definitely not cheesing myself. I don't want anything to do with cats. And especially cats in heat. That sounds disgusting. The more you know. So we have two classified assignments that are coming up. I'm just going to read the description because they did a great job. Why should I fuck it up? Agents can take on two new classified assignments in Washington's neutral aquarium. I did not know we were going to be going to an aquarium. I'm really excited about that too.
That's awesome.
And the other site will be the NSA site B-13. That sounds descriptive. I don't know what that means. So that's exciting though. I really like the classified assignment because I guess it is a little bit different than like a normal mission. You have a small puzzle, but it's all about story. Even though when it's us three playing together, we just shoot shit and we're talking, so we don't really hear much of the story. I should probably go back and play those again just to hear, you know, get a little bit more detail. But for those who love the classified assignments, they're coming. Also to note, if you're not a VIP year one pass member card member holder like we are, you can't get classified assignments. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, classified assignments is just like an exclusive thing for the year one pass holders. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, wait, no, I didn't know that, right? Because then they released two of them, and you weren't able to play them.
Oh, that's right. That is right. Remember that I like panicked. I was like, I got to do something. So I get $1. But it was a little deflating being so excited, giving like the $40, and then being like, ah, shit, that was only like 10 minutes long. But I'm like, 200 some hours in the game, I'll give them money. If they ask me to pay like a subscription, like $9.99 a month to keep the game going, I probably would do it. I ain't gonna lie. I'll cancel, I don't know, dinner for a month or a week or something like that. I don't know. Well, sorry. Yeah. Well, I also mentioned this earlier. We got the discovery mode for the raid coming. Basically, you guys already kind of know what this is. It's the raid, but easier. And the experience and everything is still going to be the same as far as like the task that you have to do, as far as like Boomer and Buddy of Lucy and all that good stuff. My assumption is that the ads are probably going to be a little bit weaker, so they're easier to kill and deal with. And I'm assuming you're still going to have to do this with 8 people, right? Like, just because the difficulty is a little bit lower, is it possible for you to do it with a smaller group, you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that just makes me wonder. I would like to see probably like a video of Mason Phoenix Gaming do the Discovery Mode raid by itself. You think he could pull that off?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Mason's pretty good, man.
He's doing these heroic missions by itself on solo. So
yeah, he's
he can pull it off.
Pretty crazy. Thanks for retweeting us, Mason.
What up? We did some of the cheesiest shout outs too. But anyways, the last thing that I had on here that they mentioned before the skills discussion, because if you didn't know, episode one is all the fun content. TU5 is a lot of balances and changes for the skills. But the last thing they did mention was the apparel event. Like I said, I am so excited. So excited. I just like collecting shit is really probably what it is. But with that being said, the skill discussion, we kind of mentioned, we've talked about skills for the past couple weeks. And I really don't want to bore you guys like of me saying each and every single skill. But it was awesome that they did pull like some highlights out. But before I go to that, I thought this was interesting because you have the Occupy Dark. And basically, they're saying that there is not going to be a normalization for the skills. I said that's so weird. The skills won't have like a normalization on it. So basically, what this means, well, it kind of is a modifier, but it kind of isn't. But from what it seems like, the skills are going to be important. So if you have a build with like a sick turret. God, why am I speaking so weird tonight? If you have a build with a sick like turret and it's just destroying and shredding, it's going to destroy and shred in the occupied dark zone. So essentially just said like, hey, skills are going to be deadly. Have at it. So basically that just means if you're, I feel like this is going to cause some anger amongst people. And I think that the people like PvP is already kind of a little lopsided, but I think the skills may help to balance it out. So like for people that just have like ridiculous, you know, specific builds and they're taking advantage of everything,
yeah,
you can barely kill them. Well, this might be a counter. It's like, you may not have to actually face them if you have like an attack drone or something like that, that can, you know, ward them off. So that's kind of interesting. But again, like PvP is not like our thing as of right now. We're just more PvE. So sorry, guys. I don't have any more details on that. Is there anything you want to say? Plus, I don't know.
Yeah, I it's kind of exciting that they're changing the skills because, let's be honest, they've been completely worthless this entire time. I mean, my skill power right now is at a zero because I haven't focused on it because, like, yeah, I mean, it's okay. Pop a drone and it does some work. But other than that, you just really use them for health. So most people only have the hive and the revive, or the gun thing, whatever the hell it's called. I can't think of it right now.
Chem launcher.
Yeah, the revive chem launcher. So they're kind of pointless. So now that they're actually going to be quote unquote deadly, I'd be more interested in messing around with them, figuring out what works for me.
Yeah. I mean, actually, this is funny because you said to figure out for you, some of the highlights are just things they pull to call attention to. When I heard this, I thought of you because you were like at the beginning, the seeker mines are like your shit, right?
Yeah.
Well, with title update 5, they basically explicitly said that the seeker mines, the explosive seeker mines, are gonna be the hardest hitting skill in the game.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to fuck somebody up, you're going to want to have the explosive seeker mine. Now it is not, it's not like sustained damage. So it's going to be, you know, bam. And then that's it. But that's pretty exciting. I thought like maybe that might get you interested in doing like more skill build, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely going to get me more interested in kind of messing around, see what I can do with them. Like if it's going to pop off and kill people right away, I'm definitely interested in that.
Yeah. That's pretty, oh, shit. I just realized I keep saying pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Another thing that I thought was interesting, the pulse is no longer classified as a status effect. And the reason why I thought that was interesting is because, like, if you that you could use the pulse to create status effect, that doesn't matter. So it doesn't affect it anymore. So I don't know. Like, I didn't have anything spotter and things like that with some other talents were like pretty sick, but that's gone. And I thought this was cool too, though, that the skill cooldown, they actually had like a minimum cooldown time at like 10 seconds. So this is, of course, like very, very specific build. So like high skill haste and skill power. But you can have like your cooldown time like in the PTS to like 10 seconds. So you use a skill, pop, come back in 10 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're actually lowering that to 3 seconds. So in very, very specific instance, like, I mean, you have to probably have a really, really highly optimized build for skills. You can get it down to like 3 seconds. That's pretty ridiculous. That's pretty much for all skills except for the chem launcher, which will be the lowest can be reduced down to is 8 seconds, which is kind of good because you don't want people just constantly healing themselves like every 3 seconds. But that's pretty awesome. I don't know if I'm going to have the ability to get a skill build that low or to get a skill build that high to make the cooldown that low, but that would be pretty rad. Like you have a gun turret going and then, all right, it's done. Boom, back. That's crazy, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that is definitely crazy.
There's a couple other things in here. Actually, this one's cool because I've been using Pulse. So the mods you used to be able to add on would expand the range and like the radius of that blast. I don't know if you've seen me use it before, but like you charge it up and then it's just like a big old wave, like a big pulse blast, and it kind of like confuses like the enemies in front of you. And I've seen like some crazy videos of people having like such a high, large radius, they literally just hit the button and like all the enemies just stand up in confusion. But it looks like those mods now are no longer going to affect that, which is kind of sad. But whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go into some more details as like far as patch notes, and then we can kind of like wrap this thing up because we already told you the most exciting thing, and we're basically just, I'm like waiting for Christmas, which is actually kind of funny because it's the 23rd. I wish they would have released it on the 25th because it would have been Christmas in July, but that's all good, you know. There's some skill changes, and Wes, let me know like if there is a skill that you're like interested in, because there's a lot of detail on here, and I think what I'm going to do is throw in the link to the show notes again like I did previous week, just so if you really want to get nitty gritty with it and see all of the details, I feel like it's better for you to just see them right straight up from Massive. So I'll do that. The only thing I thought was, let me see, fill in the air because I'm quiet. This was pretty cool about the grenades. So the Riot Foam grenades, they're increasing the radius from 2 meters to 3 meters. Now, I don't know what meters are because I'm in America, but if it's higher, I'm really excited about that because there's been so many times when I throw a Riot Foam grenade and it'll land like right next to the person. And it just blows up and there's just goo on the ground and it doesn't even affect him. And it's kind of frustrating because I've had a lot of times, you know, when you have like the NPCs with their like heavy gun.
Yeah.
I'll throw one at them and think like, oh, this is smart. I'll throw it. It'll hit them. Then they have to stand up and I just tear them up. It just blows up in front of them and they're just shooting me through the foam. Like, what sense does that make? But hopefully that helps out a little bit. Go ahead. You took a breath. I didn't know if you were going to say something or not.
Oh, I just had to breathe so I don't die.
I guess that sucks, but well, shit, man. I don't see anything else in here that I want to pull like specific details to. I mean, there's a lot of damage increase like for the striker drones or for drones in general, like the base damage is going up by like 7.1%, which is like, you know, really nerdy details. The duration, base duration for the striker drone is actually, this is pretty cool. The striker drone base duration is going from 120 seconds to 300 seconds. So I felt like sometimes when you throw out like your drone, it kind of hangs out for a little bit, but I feel like it was just too quick. So 300 seconds, that's actually pretty impressive. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now I'm just reading on the air. So how about we just wrap this shit up? I throw the link into the notes. We do have to get prepared because we have something special coming from our listeners here. I hope they enjoy it. I hope they like it. So we'll talk about that here in the outro. But next week, I'm actually going to try and hit up Mason. I know we kind of mentioned it again, but he's always my go-to because he gets hands-on with the PTS. So he can kind of come on, talk to us a little sweet, and tell us some good shit, maybe about Title Update 5. But I haven't fully set it in stone yet. So hopefully he can be on. That'll be really fun. I know I'd like to get some more details because it's going to be like he's telling us about our presence before we get to open it. That's exciting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So that's all I have for this show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to read over to the outro and make this pretty quick because maybe I'll say it or maybe you want to say it. But either way, we're going to tell you about a surprise that we have coming up for you listeners. So you already know where to find us, youtube.com/mediajunkie. If you're loving everything you got over there, if you're enjoying content, please subscribe and also like, just to kind of make our videos go up and up in the algorithm. Also, if you want to follow us and talk to us, you can do that. You can go to Twitter and just find Media Junkie Vids with an S and just simply say, hey guys, what's up? Just that easy. You can also watch us live when we play video games. We're not, you know, eating and drinking and doing other things other than playing Division. You can find us on Twitch, which is Media Junkie Vids with an S as well. Simple, easy. And lastly, if you want to find us on Instagram, you can find us there. The same, Media Junkie. That's it. Simple. Wait, no, I lied. Media Junkie Vids.
That's correct.
Am I lying? Yes. Okay. Whew. Media Junkie Vids on there on Instagram. Again, Mike, I don't know if he's been posting anything recently, but he has a shit ton of toys and he always does cool, like little photos. I wish I could do that, but all my toys are in the boxes. RIP Turtle Room. but lastly, rate and share our podcast. That's the most important thing for us. That helps us out a lot. It helps us with visibility. Plus, it also helps us meet new people, like we say every week, which we love to do. So again, don't be shy. Hit us up on Twitter. Find us on PlayStation Network, Thundercats06. That's THUNDACATZ06. And then Demented West. However you spell Demented West, DEMENTEDWES. I spelled it. Woo!
God, all right, well, damn, you passed your test.
All right, man. I think I'm just throwing you on the spot here. But do you want to let the people know what we have working and what we're recording for tonight?
All right. Absolutely. So we have something very fun coming out. So we have two podcasts running right now. We have Rogue Agents, which is a weekly Division 2 podcast. So everyone that's listening, thank you so much for listening every single week. We do like to see that fan base there, and we like to meet you guys. So it's really cool. On Wednesdays, we also have Gimmick Minute. Is that say it right?
You got it.
Gimmick Minute, which is a wrestling podcast, which people listen to that like wrestling. I do not know anything about wrestling, so I do not listen to it. but for funsies, we do have a third one coming out. Now, this one will come out every other week. So it's a bi-weekly podcast. And something that we used to do back in the day where there's five of us. We're in a group chat. We talk all the time about different things in the news because we like other stuff than Division and wrestling. We like different movies, gaming, different games, TV shows, anything like that. We like to talk about it. And we kind of found out that we're all pretty much assholes when it comes to our opinions. So we started something called the Fanboy Fight Club. Now, that was started quite a long time ago. Noah was just a baby when that was launched, and he's 3 years old now. So we've been working on it for a while. Well, Fanboy Fight Club did go away for a little bit. We're relaunching it. The first episode will be tomorrow, the 16th of July. So the 16th of July will be the first episode, Fanboy Fight Club. You can find it on all your podcast apps. It's already on there. So you can go onto Apple Podcasts if you're already on there, Spotify if you're on there. And those are only two that I know of, but I know there's nine of them that were approved on. So quite a bit of podcasts out there. But just type in Fanboy Fight Club. It's going to be on there by Media Junkie. We're going to talk about topics, and we're going to argue the fuck out of them. I think this week we're talking about Lion King. Lion King's coming out, right, Jamar? This week?
You got it.
Which we're very excited about. Is it animated or is it live action? It's CGI. Who knows? But we're going to be talking about what animated property from the 90s that we'd like to bring back for a live action film or TV show or film. I don't know. But we're going to talk about that 90s property we're going to get back. And tune in tomorrow and find out that I'm right with my choice. I'm not going to tell you here because Jamar's going to know and then try and beat me, but.
I'm going to beat you regardless, dude. I have the best show to bring back as a live action movie / TV show. However you want to do it, I'd say movie, though. I'd say.
God damn it. Nobody wants Care Bears.
That would actually be terrifying as live action. Could you imagine, like, Ted?
Just a bunch of little Teds running around with, like, rainbows on their chest and shit. But yeah, tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Familiar voices will be on there. Jason, who's on this podcast from time to time, will be on there. And then also Mike that we make fun of on a weekly basis because he's a dipshit, will be on there as well. He has his choice tonight, which is going to be probably the worst one, if I'm being honest with you. Seriously, it's going to be a lot of fun. Subscribe, listen, follow. I'm excited to have a podcast where we can talk about a lot of different topics, which is cool.
It's exciting. It really is exciting. So this is just us showing an appreciation and love for you guys. Not only are you getting one new episode of Rogue Agents, you're getting another episode of Fanboy Fight Club. That is going to be amazing. And then you're going to subscribe to that, and we're going to give you that shit bi-weekly.
Oh, so, and also, there's like 22 to 24 old podcasts from Fanboy Fight Club. I'm going to digitally recut them and upload them.
Say remaster because it just sounds cool.
I'm going to remaster them and upload them to the Anchor thing. So you're going to have not only a new podcast bi-weekly, but you're going to have a Fanboy Fight Club classic episode bi-weekly as well.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So again, we're doing this because we just have fun pretending that we're really professional and pretending that we're like cool and everybody likes. But truthfully, it's just because we want people who have the shared interest to chat with us and hang out with us. And that's something else that I'm going to put in the notes because I forgot to put it in the outro. But we want people to join our Discord server. And that's where we're going to start getting ideas for Fanboy Fight Club and also a good way for us to communicate with other people so you guys can give us suggestions and whatnot. So, again, don't be shy. Click on the link. Join our Discord. We're really friendly. Everyone's super, super nice, except Jake. But just avoid him. But with that being said, this is the end of the episode. I appreciate it for you guys getting this far. We're going to close it out with the way we always do it. Wes, you know what it is. And I'm not even going to build up hype for it anymore because you guys are already hype. You just wait. Listen to the entire episode just for this alone. So I'm just going to say it. Hashtag let's go rogue.
Boom.
Yeah.